Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Salutations, wonderful people. We're grateful that you're joining us for this session as we talk about help me manage stress. Now, we've had some interesting discussions concerning it. We talked about what is stress. We talked about how to manage stress. We talked about some symptoms of stress, and we'll get into that a little bit more. We dealt with worry. We dealt with fear. There's just so much we are trying to unpack because we refuse to let stress kill us. Let me say that again. We refuse. Come on, make it personal. Say, I refuse to let stress kill me. I refuse to let stress depress me. I refuse to let stress steal my joy. Just not going to do it. Not going to do it. And we've become so comfortable with allowing unmanaged stress to run rampant in our lives. You know, we say things like, oh, these folk are stressing me out. Oh, this situation is just stressing me out. And we say that, and I know there's some humor to it, but there's also some reality. We don't manage stress, so therefore, every personality that's not our cup of tea bothers us to the degree where we can't function. We become so mentally weak where we allow any type of disappointment to throw us completely off track. No. That's not what we're going to do. We're not going to allow people, places, predicaments to stress us out. But we're going to properly manage our stress. So I'm grateful you're joining me. I'm grateful for those of you who you reached out to me and you said, hey, look, this is helping me so much. I want to buy you a cup of coffee or a bottle of water or whatever. And you cashed at me at $ Sydney P. Malone. That's SidneyPMalone. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all are doing that. I get cash apps from you, and I appreciate that. I put it out there because I know some people understand the benefit and the power of being gracious and thankful and showing gratitude, because that which you give, it comes back into your life. So if you're a blessing to me, then guess what? Others are going to be a blessing to you. So thank you. Thank you for those of you who've done that. And it's not something that I'm asking for or needing, but I provide it because of that principle. It's called seed time and harvest. So again, thank you for cash apping me, $ Sydney P. Malone. When we talk about these different symptoms of stress and anxiety, we dealt with excessive worry. Here's another one. Uneasiness. Uneasiness. Now, I need for you to identify this, because there's some of you experiencing this and you don't know what it is. You all of a sudden just uneasy about something. Maybe you're uneasy about a person that's around you. Maybe you are uneasy about a conversation that's being had, or a thought that is happening in your mind. Maybe you are uneasy being in a particular environment. Okay? That is an aspect of stress. And again, if stress is properly managed, then being uneasy can be a benefit. It can help you, because maybe your sensors are trying to tell you something that you don't obviously detect. And so that can be a good thing. Here's another aspect, and we talked about it, tension. Just tension. A lot of headaches that some people have are called tension headaches because they stay in a position or they stay on a problem too long. Have you ever awakened from sleep and you had a crook in your neck? It's because your neck was in an uncomfortable position for too long. And so now you've got to deal with the pain of it. See, that's what tension does. When you are focused on something and you are dealing with something, but instead that something begins to deal with you and you stay in it too long, it can result in tension because you've been in that spot too long. Listen, I'm speaking to somebody. It's time for you to move on from that thought. It's time for you to move on from that outcome. It's time for you to believe something different. I'm just a realist. I just believe blah, blah, blah. Listen, if you can believe in the negative, you can believe in the positive. It's simply a choice. It's a choice. Well, Dr. Sid, what if what I'm believing or what I'm worried about, what if it happens? Guess what? If it happens, we will deal with it when it occurs. Because here's the thing you don't understand. You don't know who's going to be with you if it happens. You don't know where you will be in life if it happens. You don't know what resources will manifest at that time if it happens. So we just need to move on so we can get rid of tension. Headaches or body pain, that's an aspect or a sign of stress. I like to get massages on a regular basis because of all of my different responsibilities, one of it being pastor, bishop, New Growth in Christ. Shout out to New Growth in Christ, our chief sponsor. And as I'm doing that, there are certain areas where the masseuse will spend a little more time because she's discovering that in that area, you have built up tension. You have tightness. And so she has to work to loosen that up because of the stress that I experienced. Now, we've already made this conversation or this comment earlier. And so let me remind you, stress is not a bad thing. It's the stress that you don't manage. So stress is natural. So before y'all start saying, well, Dr. Sid, what you doing with stress? Well, I've got to deal with people. I deal with situations. I deal with problems. And so because of that, it can build up. But that's one of the reasons why I get a massage, to help relieve and release the tension. Because if not, it can result in body pain. Guess what's another aspect of stress or symptom of it? Nausea. You can be in a predicament or a situation where you just feel queasy in your stomach. And that is because of not properly dealing with stress. Indigestion. If you allow worry to control you, it can control your appetite. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want to get to a place where we lose our desire to eat. Or, and see, here's another aspect of stress. Or we get to the place where we start eating for comfort. My wife, shout out to Lady Leslie, she's good at this. She'll catch me at times and she helps me because she knows my desire to continuously be healthy. So she'll bring to my attention at certain times, babe, I see that you're eating, you know, I might be eating some nuts or eating maybe something else, some snack, some type of snack, right after I had my meal. And so she'll ask me, she said, "Sweetheart, I see you're eating again. Are you eating because you're hungry? Or are you eating just to be eating?" And when she brings it to my attention, it makes me question, why am I doing this? Why am I eating this? Now, there's nothing wrong, and all of my physical trainers, y'all cover your ears right here. There's nothing wrong with getting something sweet every now and then, or getting some type of comfort food every now and then. Listen, I'm not going to tell you that every now and then your favorite executive coach, Dr. Sid, won't go and get a burger. Yes, I'm going to go and get a burger, and I'm going to get some fries, but I'm going to have fries without salt. We'll be a little healthy. Now, but I do that simply because, you know, I have a taste for it, have a desire for it. I don't eat like that on a regular basis. And so that's my way of just not necessarily rewarding myself, or it's just my way of satisfying that particular need. Because if I don't, then that need is going to get out of control and now I have another issue. But I want you to ask yourself this question. Why am I choosing meals that I know don't benefit me, they don't benefit my health or my condition, but why am I choosing meals that I know are unhealthy, but they bring me so much satisfaction? Dr. Sid, you just don't know. That chocolate cake with Haagen-Dazs ice cream and the sprinkles and the whipped cream, it just brings me so much joy. Listen, nothing wrong with eating things sensibly. But if you find yourself turning to food or alcohol or, God forbid, drugs, it could be an indication that you are not properly managing your stress. So I'm bringing all of this to your attention because we've got to face it. We are not going to let stress kill us. Let me say that again. We're not going to allow stress to kill us. So we've got to watch that. Watch not just what you eat, but I want you to watch why you eat. Are you upset over something? And when you get upset, you go get something sweet. When you get upset, you get you something to drink. When you don't want to deal with something, you begin to find comfort in food or in other activities. And that's not really what you want to do, but ask yourself the question, sweetheart, are you really hungry or are you eating just to eat? All right? Listen, text me, Dr. Sid, at 94000. Text me. I want to continue to talk to you. I want to continue to help you with this. Okay? Also, I need for you to subscribe to my podcast and to our social media platform because I'm about to announce a master's class. We're going to have a master class in leadership, in relationship, and I want you to be part of it. Okay? So subscribe so not only can you experience these conversations, but you can stay abreast of what's happening in our Life Coach Corner world. Speaking of that, I'm going to meet you around the corner because we're going to stop right here. But before we turn this corner, I believe that your best and blessed days are straight ahead because we're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.